Dr. Aaron Kollwitz is joining us from the NMU Music Department. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. If I can spit some words out on the radio, that'd be excellent, but otherwise.
It's Thursday. It's rainy, you know. Yeah. Our brains are a little foggy this morning.
Yeah. I think that's the consensus. It's been that kind of week so far.
Mm-hmm,
so
for sure.
Well, you're here to speak with us about the upcoming Marquette Choral Society performances this weekend. Can you tell us a little bit about what we can look forward to?
Yeah, so we've had a really busy week. We've got multiple things going on. The Choral Society is preparing for two concerts, our normal spring concerts, winter semester concerts, on Saturday and Sunday. And this is a celebration of American and Finnish modern music.
Huzzah!
I know, that's a little strange. Your people, yes. I think most people in the UP can relate to that.
Right.
At least some sort of Nordic heritage, anyway.
Yeah.
But primarily this is because we're traveling to Finland in July, so my thought in programming this was to program modern music within the last century, and that... Again, my thought process was because we're going there to celebrate Finland's centennial of their independence from Russia.
Right.
So, in doing so, I program music from the last 100 years, both American and Finnish. So we'll do just a tiny bit of Finnish music. So Sibelius is 6 songs.
Okay.
Which are not easy, and in Finnish, so that's certainly been a challenge. You know, a handful of people here speak Finnish. So that was helpful. We certainly had some really helpful coaches in the Kiltonens and some others. And then basically the rest were on their own. But once you learn those vowel sounds, it sort of kind of it speaks itself. And then the translations from there we got from the Soderbergs and other community members that are very active in the community. And then I also programmed another Sibelius piece. A lot of these texts are taken from the Kalevala, which, of course, is an ancient text that was revised in the 1850s. You know, not unlike the Viking heritage, they have these very old sort of runic texts that are floating around, and Sibelius is, you know, obviously was akin to that. So he took a lot of these texts from that and used them. And set them in Finnish. We have the same thing with Ukko the Firemaker, which was set for 4-part men. So we'll be singing that as well. And then the women have a piece translated in English called Water Under Snow is Weary,
okay.
Which is very Finnish.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Finnish people are weary in the winter.
Absolutely.
Sort of like us around about now. We're a little tired of it.
Just crawling to the sauna as fast as possible.
Exactly. So the women will be doing their own piece as well. So I tried to keep the Finnish repertoire to a minimum simply because when we travel to Finland, I mean, they hear their own Finnish repertoire all the time.
Sure.
So what they really want to hear is American repertoire. And I've certainly experienced that in my many tours of Europe. They're really hungry for American repertoire, particularly spirituals, folk songs, things that they don't get to hear very often. So what I did is take repertoire primarily from the last century. Some rare pieces, Cecil Effinger's 4 pastorals, which are rarely done. This is my third time doing them, actually, because I really fell in love with them, set for a cappella chorus and oboe. So Jennifer Bleckner will be playing with us again. I think this is like her 4th time collaborating with us. She's a wonderful, wonderful oboist, and she'll be traveling with us to Finland.
Great.
Some really inspiring pieces about death, aging, some really sophisticated concepts. And all 4 pieces are sort of linked together by the seasons. And interestingly enough, each one of them talks about specific plants. So desert plants, forest plants, you know, the different sort of landscapes. It's very interesting. And then I also tied together, the name of this concert is actually called Sure on the Shiny Night. So based on the poem, I took 2 different settings of the poem, one by Morten Lauridsen, Skip Lauridsen, who was one of my teachers in graduate school, actually. And then Samuel Barber, of course, the famous choral setting by Samuel Barber. So we sort of took that and ran with it. And then we also have 2 spirituals, Plenty Good Room and Hold On, I usually program the Jester Harrison version, which is my favorite. I feel like he kind of leaves it alone and doesn't add too much pizzazz to
it. Keeps it in its natural state,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah, he and William Dawson, I think, really knew how to set spirituals in the right way. Not that I have anything against Moses Hogan, because I've certainly done my share of Moses Hogan arrangements, but I feel like Jester Harrison and William Dawson really know how to do it. So we'll end with those two. And then we also have, of course, some Aaron Copland, which, I mean, that composer certainly personifies Americana.
Right.
Ching Ring Cha and then Long Time Ago, which are two very solid American folk songs, sort of, you know, it's the emblem of the American West and the exploration of the American West. Was my thought process in programming both of those pieces. And then we'll start with Randall Thompson's The Last Words of David.
Oh, okay.
So Randall Thompson, again, very strong ties to Americana and the 1950s, 1960s choral sound of what sort of symbolizes American music. So hopefully that will give them a taste, I think.
Yeah, that sounds like a lovely blend of everything that you had mentioned before. I mean, I think that you tick all the boxes for what maybe they could be looking for and give them a good dose of Americana, so to speak, as well.
Yeah, and hopefully our audiences this weekend will get a little bit of a taste. Obviously, it's wonderful, wonderful choral music, and they're doing a beautiful job with it. And then, of course, the Finnish music as well is not easy, though. Sibelius in itself is just very difficult. And then to sing these six songs a cappella is very difficult. They're very complex. The texture is very thick. And they're doing a beautiful job with them. I mean, the finish was a challenge in and of itself. And then the notes.
Right.
You know, this is a highly romantic composer that sort of borderlines on, you know, a little bit of polytonality, so you've got some very difficult harmonies that they had to hear, and I'm really proud of this group, which is over 100, you know, numbers over 100 people.
That's great.
You know, who are all volunteers who do this on their own time just for their own enjoyment, and they've tackled this with some serious gusto. So
they're choosing to jump into the lion's den a little bit.
Yeah, I'm right. I'm pushing them, and they're trusting me. that's always, for a conductor, that's always something you lie awake at night and think, wow, I can't believe they're actually doing this. But they don't do it for me. They do it for the music, and I think that's the really important thing, is that this is about music, and this is about choral music and the severe sophistication of choral music and what it does for a community. Singing together as a community and putting this music out there is really, really important for the medium, of course, and important for the community, and does so much for everybody that sings it, of course, and hopefully for everyone that hears it as well. So hopefully you'll join us.
Yeah, and it sounds like they're in good hands, and the audience will also be in good hands with Dr. Aaron Kollwitz here, the director of choirs at the NMU Music Department and the director of the Marquette Choral Society, speaking to us about the concert this coming weekend on Saturday evening at 7:30 in Reynolds Recital Hall, and also this Sunday afternoon at 3:30.
3 o'clock.
Oh, 3 o'clock, sorry.
Yep, Reynolds.
And that's entitled Sure on the Shining Night. You did actually answer one of my questions, which was why it was titled Sure on the Shining Night. And I was thinking to myself, I know I've sang that Barber arrangement of that piece before, so I'm like, I'm wondering if that's going to be included in there at some point. So it sounds like we've got a good selection.
One of my favorite things to do is take a poem and use multiple settings of that poem. And of course, this is really an American staple, that particular poem. And tickets are available at the door, so you can buy them in advance through Easy Tickets, but they're also available at the door.
Okay. So no rushing to your computer or rushing to the Easy Ticket outlet?
Nope.
So,
easy. Yeah. It's a very easy process.
Excellent. And I noticed also tonight there is a group of singers from the Choral Society singing at the Marquette City Band.
Yeah. So I mentioned we have, you know, over 100. You know, we had 130 singers sing the Messiah last semester, and we're still over 100 for this semester. And from that group, we have about 42 people traveling to Finland with us in July. We sort of call them the Finland Choral Singers, Finland tour group. And they are singing. So from that, I have, you know, on top of all the repertoire we're already learning, Steve Grugin and I chose a small group of songs that we'll do together with the Marquette City Band, because we're also traveling with the City Band. Okay. And we'll be doing that together in Kajaani, which is our sister city, Marquette's sister city.
Okay.
And so tonight we're performing those pieces with the city band at 7:30 at Kauffman Auditorium.
Excellent, excellent. So that'll be a little bit of a preview for the weekend as well. And again, we mentioned that the concert, the two concerts this weekend will be Saturday and Sunday, 7:30 and 3 o'clock at Reynolds Recital Hall. And tickets, I believe, are $10?
Yes, $10.
Yeah, and then if you're under 12 and listening, or if you have family there, $5, and students are free with ID as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that should cover all the audience members out there as well. Aaron, is there anything else you'd like to add about either this evening or anything coming up this weekend?
Well, obviously, we'd love to see you tonight. Tonight, we're doing a Rodgers and Hammerstein medley, which, of course, is enjoyable for everyone. Homeward Bound, and also the Finlandia tone poem. So, obviously, that was a hymn, very famous hymn. But that was, first and foremost, that was a tone poem that Sibelius wrote. So, the city band is doing that as a tone poem, and we're just joining them. We're actually going to sing with them the hymn. And John Kiltonen has actually rewritten the text in English and in Finnish. So,
oh,
we'll be
wow.
singing that. Yeah, we'll be singing that along with them. And we just would love to see a really large audience on Saturday and Sunday to send us off to Finland.
Yeah, yeah.
So that would be wonderful.
Excellent. Well, you hear the rally cry out there, everyone. If you'd like to hear some lovely choral music this weekend, please come out, Marquette Choral Society, sure on this Shining Night concert, Saturday evening at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 3. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Kurt.